Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. Yvonne, one of his great, his first great song, first top song in the United States. From the Wayback Machine, welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. We're talking about things coming at us from the future, things we can learn about what's coming at us from the future, because that's what he does. He's one of the great futurists of our time, joelbarker.com. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. We just talked about some things we can learn from our fellow travelers here on the planet, the animals. I mean, I'm thinking about all the different things we've learned over the years that we know we've learned from nature, solutions we've learned from nature. Penicillin came from studying nature, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And so we've got so many things, so many opportunities, and it's pretty darn presumptuous of us to think that we can't learn from the simple parts of our life. But let's flip that around, and now let's go outside of our world and think about space. There's another thing going on right now, an interstellar launch that you want to talk to us about. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we should have had Rocket Man from Elton John for this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's the deal that's going on. A billionaire, Russian billionaire, has agreed to fund at least the startup part of a mission to send little teeny spaceships from Earth to Alpha and Proxima Centauri, 4.5 light years away, and he's serious about it. And what it is, I'll just give a quick overview about the process, and we can talk about the implications.
Tell them, remind them what a light year means. Everybody knows.
Well, light year is how far light travels in a year.
And yeah, at 186,000 miles a second, 186,000 miles a second. That's light speed, folks.
A second is exactly.
See, our simulcast, Joel, by the time you and I, the words leave our mouths and it goes up to the satellite and down back down to the Earth, we pick it up and put it on the backbone and it goes around the world. By the time we say something at the speed of light, it's in China in less than a second. And so that's the speed
exactly
of light,
right,
folks. Now we're talking about speed of light in space.
So what they're going to do is do something which is really cool. We have no way of propelling such a vehicle unless it's very, very special. So the first thing they do is they're making it very small, less than a gram in terms of weight.
What?
Second thing is, really, these are teeny little vehicles.
It's nanotechnology, isn't it?
It's not, because in the chip, there's a chip that's going to be a computer that also can sense things and take pictures of things. The whole unit weighs about a gram.
Wow.
Now, in front of it is a sail. It has cables leading out to a sail. It's about 10 square meters in size, one atom thick. Perhaps made out of diamond. They're looking at what kind of material they're going to use.
But not graphene. Not graphene, though, right?
I don't know. Graphene has a surprisingly high likelihood of happening. We'll see about graphene.
Which we've talked about.
But what they're going to do is they're going to shine a laser light on that sail so to push this little vehicle toward Alpha Centauri. And they're going to put so much energy into it that within 20 minutes it is going 20% of the speed of light. And remember, we said the speed of light was 186,000 miles a second.
And because it won't have to be recharged, because it's in space, it won't have to be recharged, will it, once it gets moving?
Well, in a sense, it carries no fuel at all. We are sending it the fuel using lasers. Now, by the way, we've got a lot of lasers pointed at this thing. It's not one gigantic laser. It's a bunch of smaller lasers.
Right.
But they add the energy necessary to accelerate these little vehicles very rapidly.
But at some point in time, it'll be outside of our range. It'll have to propel itself on its own, right?
It's going to coast the rest of the way.
Right. How do they guide it?
Well, the initial aiming point looks like that's how they guide it. So my guess is they can touch it a little bit as it's going out of the solar system.
Yeah.
But in 7 hours, it is going to be past Pluto.
Why should we care about this, Joe?
Well, the answer is the same when we went to the moon. Because we can, and because in doing something so amazing and so far-reaching in terms of its thought, it teaches us a whole bunch of other things. And when I'll give you an example. If you take all that laser energy, instead of pointing it at the little thing and you point it at an asteroid coming toward our planet, we can push that asteroid into a new orbit with the light pressure from the lasers.
Hmm.
So we're getting two for one here.
Could be a defense, a research and defense.
It's watchtower kind of stuff, man. Mm-hmm. We see something coming and we catch it. And remember, mm-hmm. lasers can reach a long way out.
Right.
So we can start putting pressure on it at Mars. So we get security for the planet. We actually can help save the planet from being hit by an asteroid. But that's only secondary. The primary purpose is to send the little mm-hmm. satellites.
This little satellite has a message from us, right?
My guess is it will. But you know, last time we sent a really
They're going to put one of our archives. They're going to put one of our podcasts, mine and your visits. They're going to put one of those. Hey, Joel, this is fascinating. I think one of the things we're getting out of this, to me, is it puts our existence in perspective a little bit, doesn't it? When we can think outside of our world.
That is a good point, and there's this something heroic about taking a look at the rest of the universe this way.
I agree, 100%.
Let's go visit.
JoelBarker.com, folks. Please check it out. You will thank me later when you get there. Quick break, 10 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.